الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Indeed, it is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us that together with revealing the Qur'an Majid as a book of guidance, a book of hidayat, Allah Ta'ala also sent to us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to practically demonstrate how to lead life, how to fulfill the commands of Sharia, how to obey Allah Ta'ala. With regards to being the perfect example, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Majid regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have with you the best of examples, the best model in which to follow. That the beauty of Islam is that being the perfect model, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not only restricted to acts of ibadat. So when it comes to salah, when it comes to hajj, when it comes to fulfilling acts of ibadat, we have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which we follow. However, together with this, in each and every aspect of our lives, whether it is our domestic life, our social life, in business activities, each and every aspect of our lives, we have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of example for us to follow. And just as how we understand, when it comes to our salah, when it comes to wudu, when it comes to acts of ibadat, by fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will earn us more virtues and thawab and reward. It will earn us the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It will enhance the quality of that ibadat. In the same way, when it comes to adopting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other aspects of our lives, with regards to our social activities, with regards to our social life, how we conduct ourselves, by us fulfilling the mode and manner taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will also be a means of earning the pleasure of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your claim of love for Allah is true, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala will have love for you. Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a means of earning the love and the pleasure of Allah. Now in each and every aspect of our lives, we have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before us as a means of guidance, as a role model for us to follow. In the same token, when it comes to the relationship between spouses, when it comes to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a husband, then we have the best example for us to follow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of you is that person who is best to his wives. The best of you is that person who is best to his wives. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي, and I am the best amongst you to my wives. Now what we understand from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes a person will have good akhlaq and character. However, he will show it on the public platform. He will show it on the outside in order to protect and safeguard his public image, in order to make sure in society he is someone who is looked up to. However, the gauge to see whether a person has that good akhlaq and character, the judge for it will be that wife at home. Does he show that good character and akhlaq within the home as well? What we understand from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the best amongst you will not only be the one who shows good akhlaq outside, But that person who shows that good akhlaq and character within the home as well, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says further that with regards to this aspect of being the best of husbands, of showing the best akhlaq and character to my wives, then this, I am the role model for you. Just as how in other aspects, we will look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being the best example, even with regards to being a husband, even with regards to the domestic life, that life which takes place behind closed doors, even with regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example. Now there are different examples and incidents mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining different qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had as a husband. In fact, it is mentioned on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he tells her, "I know when you are pleased with me and I know when you are upset with me." So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked that, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how do you know this? How do you perceive when I am pleased with you and when I am upset with you?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds and tells her, "When you are pleased with me, then when you have to take a qasam, you say La wa Rabbi Muhammad, and when you are upset with me, then you say La wa Rabbi Ibrahim. When you are pleased with me, you will use my name La wa Rabbi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when you are upset, you will change the name La wa Rabbi Ibrahim. This is how you will say it." Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala responds and says, "Yes, indeed. What you have said is true, but by the qasam of Allah, I only leave your name. My love for you, my respect for you, my honor for you is still intact." Now what we understand from this incident, or from this conversation between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that first and foremost, the aspect of being upset. Now obviously she was not as upset with the Nabi of Allah for any mistake that he had. He was completely perfect. But generally in a relationship between spouses, you will get that ups and downs. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed her to express herself in this way. She didn't find it hard to become upset. She didn't find it hard to express herself. There was informality, there was freedom within that home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also we understand the level of perception of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the feeling of his spouse. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala merely would change the name La wa Rabbi Muhammad to La wa Rabbi Ibrahim. Just on this alone, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pick up a change in her feeling, a change in her emotion. This is a very great lesson for us as husbands, as us for spouses, that we should not be selfish, we should not be self-centered, we should not be egocentric, that the only person we are worried about is ourselves. My own comfort, my luxury, my happiness, my peace, and we completely disregard the feeling of the spouse at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us here that we should have that level of perception with regards to the feelings of our wives, that we should also have concern for them, empathize with them, have sympathy for them, see to them what is causing them any form of harm, or is there any difficulty that is overcoming them. This is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Together with this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned to her, "I know when you are upset with me." So there are occasions when perhaps the spouse is upset. However, a person should not make mountains out of molehills. A person should not blow the matter out of proportion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, in a light-hearted manner, he passes this matter across, and he shows Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in a light-hearted manner, we can speak about this. In the same way, do not make mountains out of molehills. And now for every small petty issue, you are creating fights, creating disputes. This will cause harm to the marital relationship within the home. When it comes to the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within the home, a person once came up to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and asks that kayfa kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha khala fi bayti. That tell us with regards to the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within the home. Outside the home, everyone was aware with regards to the beautiful conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew him outside, but they wanted to know what was the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within the home. This is something which is in a confined space. Not everyone has access to it. Not everyone will have information with regards to it. This is the beautiful The beautiful contribution of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each and every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recorded. You want to know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah, you will find it. You know what surahs he read in that salah, you will find it. What was the length of his salah, you will find it. What he did in Hajj, you will find it. With the minutest details with regards to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been recorded by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to such an extent that we even know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conducted within the home. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha responds and she says with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان أليان الناس وأكرم الناس. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most soft and gentle of people. وأكرم الناس, the most noble and gracious of people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a bully husband. Was not a husband who will try and use vulgarities, try and use force in order to put his wife into submission. كَانَ أَلْيَنَ النَّاسِ وَأَكْرَمَ النَّاسِ. No bullying. The most soft and gentle, the most noble and gracious. كَانَ رَجُلًا مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. Like an ordinary person amongst you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the Nabi of Allah, being the greatest of the creation of Allah, with that complete humility, he would conduct himself within that home, not looking for any special attention, not wanting anyone to come and see to his needs. He will do everything himself. كَانَ رَجُلًا مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ ضَحَّاكًا بَسَّامًا. Except that there was one unique quality in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his conduct within the home. Illa annahu kana dhahakan bassama. Always smiling, always cheerful. Always smiling, always cheerful. We need to ask ourselves with regards to this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within the home, where do we stand? Where do we stand with regards to this? Another hadith, a person comes up, asks as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, كَيْفَ كَانَ خُلُقُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي أَهْلِهِ. How was the akhlaq? How was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within the home? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha responds, كَانَ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا. He had the most sublime of conduct. The most sublime conduct, not only outside, not only for public image, not only showing people, within the home as well, when conducting with his spouses, the most exemplary, the best, the most sublime conduct. She then explains further, لَمْ يَكُنْ فَاحِشَا وَلَا مُتَفَحِّشَا وَلَا سَخَابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a person of indecency. He was not a person of vulgarity, nor would he conduct in an indecent manner. Using swear words, using abusive words, these do not conform to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا سَخَابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not shout even in the marketplace. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is speaking about his conduct within the home. She mentions Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even in the marketplace would not raise his voice. Hence even at home, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not raise his voice, would not shout. In this way, unfortunately, many a home becomes a war zone, becomes a battlefield, where husband and wife are raising voices against each other. There is shouting, there is swearing. Unfortunately, it happens that children in between, they get stuck, and now they become psychologically affected. They become affected because they need to take sides between my mother, between my father. There is, what we can say, the different forms of vulgarities are taking place. Abuse, physical abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, psychological abuse. These are all against and contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She then says further, وَلَا يُجْزِئُ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُوا وَيَصْفَحُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anything was done against him, if he will not respond in a like manner, he will not respond by with evil against evil. Walakin ya'fu wa yasfahu. However, he would forgive and overlook. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would forgive and overlook. In the same way, within the home, there will be things that are done against our taste. What is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Forgive and overlook. Another hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala again mentions, with regards to the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana basharan min al-bashar, o kama qalat, she says, he was like an ordinary human being, like an ordinary person within the home. This was part of the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conducting like an ordinary person. Kana yafli thubahu, wa yahlubu shatahu, wa yakhdumu nafsahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and he would milk the goat himself. He would وَيَخْدُمُ نَفْسَهُ, he would see to his needs himself. Not waiting for everyone else to be of service to him. Not disturbing everyone else in order to see to his own needs. يَخْدُمُ نَفْسَهُ, he would serve himself, see to his own needs himself. He will not expect everyone else around him to see to his needs. Hence, what happens? A person should not expect service from the people around him. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kana yakhdumu nafsahu, he would see to his needs himself. In fact, another narration, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, kana fi mihnati ahli, ay fi khidmatihim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would help out with the chores within the home. He was there to help, he was there to assist. He would see to his own needs, and he will help and assist the other, the household members with the different chores. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never make himself a burden on others within the home. Not a burden on others. Rather, he would help and assist, that he is a pleasure to have at home. Not the people at home are just waiting for him to get out. Why don't you go 15 minutes early for salah? It will be beneficial for you. Yet they just want you out of the home because you are being such a disturbance to them. You are being such a burden upon them. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing to his own needs and helping out the other people as well. One can imagine what a beautiful and happy atmosphere and environment they will be within such a home. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always soft and gentle, politeness with regards to words, always seeing to his own needs, not making himself a burden upon others. What a happy, what a peaceful environment, not only for himself, but for the entire household. For the entire household, this is the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another aspect in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within the home, that he would take out time to show love and affection to his spouses. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions, on one occasion while I was in a state of haidh, I had a utensil which I had drunk from. Thereafter I passed it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam examines the utensil to see the exact spot where I placed my mouth, and he places his mouth, his Mubarak mouth now on that very same spot. Similarly, she says, I had taken a piece of meat, and the meat from the bone, I then passed it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and again he examines it in order to take a bite from the exact same place where I had taken a bite. Now what was the reason to do this? This will not enhance the flavor of the food in any way. This was done in order to bring love and affection into that heart of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, to make her happy, to please her. This was a means of showing love and affection. And this is something which can take place during meal times. Obviously it is done within the privacy of the home, not something which is done in a public stage. This is not something which is for the public eye. Showing love, showing affection is something which is encouraged in the sunnah. But it needs to be done within the confines of the home, not in the public eye. One is a person is doing it publicly, showing love and affection. Sometimes a person is doing it within the confines of his home, but then he's posting it on social media, he's putting it on Instagram, on Facebook, on WhatsApp, and everyone is coming to know the different forms of love and affection the couple is showing. First and foremost, this is prohibited in Islam, to take these types of pictures. But together with that, it goes completely against the dictates of haya, completely against the dictates of modesty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show that love and affection within the confines of the home. And during meal times also, it is a beautiful time where people can spend time together. It should be a time of happiness, not a time when our people are trying to trash out different issues. That's why it is also mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the husband to put a morsel of food into the mouth of his spouse, it is a form of sadaqah, a means of earning thawab and reward in the court of Allah. So like this, at the time of meals, a person has that opportunity to enhance the bond of love and affection between spouses. And since we're speaking about meal times generally for men is a very sensitive time. It is a time where people become emotional very quickly. What was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'aba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aman qattu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not find fault at any time with regards to food. He did not fault the food at all. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana idha ishtaha shay'an akalahu. If it was something that he liked, something that he enjoyed eating, he would eat it. And if it was something that he disliked, he would not partake of it. But he would not verbally express his disapproval with regards to that food. Not finding faults. Now with regards to meal times, it becomes a very sensitive time for men especially. Where a person's patience is tested. A person's akhlaq is tested. It can take different forms. Sometimes the food is delayed. Sometimes there is extra salt in the food. Sometimes the food is burnt. Sometimes for 1 week continuously he is getting the same dish over and over and over again. And now this person is now being tested. That am I going to shout? Am I going to bring the roof down over one plate of food? I am going to exercise sabr and patience with regards to this and hope for thawab and reward in the court of Allah. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to find fault with the food, and at the same time also to show that appreciation and gratitude for the people at home, taking out their time to cook that food. We should show appreciation and gratitude and thank them and compliment them for doing this. This is again from the akhlaq, from the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful incident mentioned in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she was knitting something. And at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mending his shoe. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing to his needs himself. Not telling her, leave what you're doing, come see to my shoes, this is more important for you. No, she is knitting, he is mending his shoe. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala looks at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She notices beads of perspiration coming down his forehead. And when she notices this, she sees light beginning to emanate from there. Light emanating from the Mubarak perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She sees this, she becomes amazed. She is taken aback, she is bewildered. Looking at this amazing sight, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then looks at her and he sees her in this condition. He tells her, Aisha, what's the matter? Why are you looking so amazed? Why are you looking so bewildered? So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala responds and she says that I had seen the beads of perspiration on your Mubarak forehead and I had seen that how light began to emanate from it. She then says, if only the poet Abu Kabir al-Hudhali had to see you, had to notice your blessed countenance, then indeed he will find that you are most befitting for his words of poetry. He then asks her, what is the words of poetry? She says, she mentions the words which translates as, that if you look at the lines on his forehead, then you will see, then it is like a cloud which is struck by lightning on a dark night. That cloud which is struck by lightning on a dark night, how it illuminates, how it's full of light. In the same way, she compares the Mubarak forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears this compliment. And he then goes up to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he goes up to her, and he kisses her on her forehead, and he tells her that, oh Aisha, may Allah ta'ala reward you on my behalf, the greatest of rewards. Indeed, I am more pleased with you than you are with me. I am more pleased with you than you are with me. This was the response to the compliment he had received from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is a means of a lesson for us as well, that within the home, sometimes if some forms of appreciation, some compliments are given, it should not only be one way. Rather, a person should respond in a like manner, or even in a better manner, like the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he responded in such a manner that it brought great amount of happiness into that heart of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Again, this was also done behind closed doors. It was this act of love, of affection, was not something in the public eye. It was something done behind closed doors. The showing love and affection in public is something, as I had mentioned, is against haya and modesty. Nevertheless, these are few examples in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to being the best of husbands. The golden rule with regards to husbands has been mentioned in the Quran Majeed. Allah Ta'ala makes mention where Allah Ta'ala intercedes on behalf of the wives of the ummah. Allah Ta'ala says, wa ashiruhunna bil ma'roof, live with them in a good manner. Live with them in a good manner. Basically, treat your wife how you would want your daughter to be treated. How you want your daughter to be treated, treat her in the same manner. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them in a good manner. The best example of understanding this, or the best personality to follow with regards to this, is found in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing alive that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in each and every aspect of our lives. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.